We have the music of Anna Tijoux, who was a rising global star a decade ago when she last dropped an album. Now she's back, and her latest release is giving fans vida, life. Si algo ataca tú, tú mantén la calma en mí. Míralo, siéntelo por el suelo. Transpira, respira el cielo, vámonos. Our friends at NPR Music's All Latino caught up with Anna Tijoux, and here are Ana Maria Sayer and Felix Contreras.
She got her start as a member of the hip-hop group Maquisa in Chile, and she first made a name for herself here in the U.S. in 2010 with that second solo album she released. It was called 1977.
She was born in France to parents who actually had to leave Chile in exile during the Pinochet dictatorship. She returned to Chile as a teenager, and as the kid of activist parents, she made it her mission to sing protest into existence.
10 years ago, she released her album Vengo, and then Nothing, which is why this new record called Vida is such a big deal. Cuéntame lo que llevas dentro, vida. Por más que siento, no te entiendo, vida. El epicentro de mi enredo. Dime por qué algún día tiras en otro vuelo, vida. Anna Tijoux, this is your first album in 10 years. Where have you been? What's been going on?
Becoming older, I guess. I mean, yes, it's crazy because I didn't feel the time in the same way, I guess. It's the velocity of the industry where you got to do music faster and faster and more and more and more. And I don't know, I even didn't feel it was 10 years. For me, it was like yesterday. But I understand that there is also this pressure of the industry where some people say, oh, you have been disappeared, where you have been. Well, I've been here. I didn't disappear. Mi piel es morena, mis ojos negros, negro y azabache, descendiente de mi abuelo. En mi tez madera que corre por mis venas y el cuero que te suena viene de mi tierra.
What was that process for writing this record like?
I mean, Vida is an album that I wanted to do because a lot of people that I appreciate so much passed away in a very short time. Like, a lot of people died one after other. It was like, and I think this album, I wanted to make, like, for me, an homage, un homenaje for life. And this is just a moment. Perhaps I'm beginning to be super hippie, but that's the lesson that I learned after all those people passed away. Siempre te levantaste en momentos fatales. Hiciste del oxígeno boca nada de aire. En hospitales tú luchaste. Por la vida fuiste campeona de tu propio combate. Nunca se está. And I wanted to dance so much. Like, I was needing that energy. And I wanted to remember a lot of them, of those moments of joy and vitality, I guess.
To me, it's like, to be joyful, to be childlike, it's like the most rebellious thing you can do.
Our best revenge against death is life. And I think in those moments, we need to rethink about what is life. And what kind of life we want and how we want to work together for humanity. So perhaps that's the idea of what I wanted with that album, about life and the meaning of life.
Anna Tijoux in conversation with Felix Contreras and Ana Maria Sayer. You can hear more in the latest episode of the NPR Music Podcast, Alt Latino.